Welcome to the OCR WC podcast. Today I'm joined by the wonderful Steve McCollum of OCR Gives Back. I'm sure you've all seen the gorgeous bright shirts all over OCR events. And if you've ever wondered what it's all about, he's here to explain what they do and how you can be involved. And stick around until the end for some amazing OCR WC 2024 news. Welcome to the OCR WC podcast, Steve.
Thank you very much.
So, Steve, you are from OCR Gives Back. I think most people would recognize the t-shirts that we see athletes across all obstacle course races wearing. We see so many of them at OCR WC. And you're quite the movement. Do you want to give me an idea of what it is that you do and who you are for the people who have seen these shirts and just don't know what the deal is?
Yeah, great question. Honored to be part of the OCR family. Where we are now is we've got literally athletes on six continents. If there are any athletes on Antarctica, we'd love to get you a shirt. But I know for a fact we have all the other six continents covered, and it's athletes that are racing for more than themselves. So they wear the shirt to indicate that they want to race, they want to win, they want to do podium, they want to hit individual goals, whatever it is, that PR, you know, all the different things, but that they're also trying to help orphans and vulnerable children by wearing the shirt, which what it represents is athletes giving to the care fund, going on trips, and sponsoring children. We have athletes that have done all of those things that are currently helping putting kids through high school and college that are orphans and vulnerable children. We've built a high school and an elementary school. We have a home for kids with special needs. We've got many athletes that are sponsoring children and then going and serving. Within the last couple of months, we've been in both Nigeria and Mexico. Wow. At orphanages and villages, serving with OCR athletes, everything from journeymen to world champions. That's been the beautiful thing is if I start mentioning names, which I will at some point, we've had Lindsay Webster, and we've had Tyler Veerman and Rylan Schdegg and Kira and Eric, and just so many others. And then we've got the crazies like Daniel, you know, the OCR unicorn to give you an idea, people love Daniel and his fiance. They announced on their trip that they're getting married. Uh-huh. And they told our Hope Program students they don't need anything for their wedding, so all wedding gifts are to be donated to the Hope Program.
Wow.
So, and that was the response, with some tears, some laughter, some joy, some hugs, but that you have an OCR stalwart like Daniel and his fiance saying, we love what OCR Gives Back, what Back to Back Ministries is doing so much, that all of our wedding gifts are going to go to help kids. So it's really a beautiful thing. So that's just one story within the last, that happened in January. So, and we're taking a group in July. We're taking a Ninja Warrior. We want to talk about a power team. Jaleesa and her mom. So Jaleesa might be one of the top Ninja Warriors in the world. She's been a multiple OCR world champion. Mom's won many golds. We're also taking Yaris Cruz. So those three women alone, we're taking some of the best, and they're all going to go with me to Mexico to a place called Linares, one of our newest sites. Mm. And we're going to put on an obstacle course race for the kids, build some permanent obstacles, and just encourage the kids and staff. So it's pretty remarkable.
It is. And I mean, as long as I've been in OCR, you've been there long before. So I've seen a lot of what you've done, and you really do manage to kind of touch people and get them to want to be involved and help with this. Tell me a bit about what it is that you do with kids and how you do give back.
No, I appreciate that. Yeah, I've been with Back to Back Ministries 25 years. So I was a teacher for many years. I've been a soccer coach. I've done my soccer camps all over the world. And so, but that actually ties in with how I'm with OCR Gives Back. When I first started at the school that I was at, I was the first athletic director, and I met a guy named Wendell Deo. Mm. And Adrian knows Wendell. Wendell was the guy who owned King's Domain.
Wow. Okay.
And owned Mud Guts and Glory. So, I started doing stuff with Back to Back. It was originally just in Mexico, and the goal was to help kids with their spiritual, physical, educational, emotional, and social needs. We have a theme that's called Care for Today, Hope for Tomorrow. So it's not just go in, take a couple pictures, mm-hmm. feel good about yourselves and leave, or throw some t-shirts around. It's literally, we're going to feed them, we're going to clothe them, we're going to house them, we're going to put them in schools, If they have the ability to go to college, we'll make that happen. If they need trade school, we'll make that happen. So that's what Back to Back has been doing. And then fast forward to, about 11 years ago, I hear about this crazy race coming to Ohio. And I'm like, people are probably going, why Ohio? If you look at that course, you ask Pack and Amelia and Lindsay and Ryan, some of the great, they'll say it was one of the greatest permanent obstacle facilities on the planet. Mm-hmm. It just was amazing. It had hills, and I think we still hold the record for being the coldest, world championships ever. But I jumped off of what we do. So Back to Back. Back to Back just continue. It's expanded beyond just orphans. It's now we work with kids with special needs. We also have a thing called Trauma Free World, which is eventually going to work with millions. We're already impacting millions of children. The United Nations is interested in what we're doing. So it's expanded beyond just helping at orphanages to now helping so many millions of kids have experienced trauma. We're now renowned as experts on how to deal with trauma. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't excuse behavior. It explains behavior. Mm-hmm. So it helps people realize that if kids are having issues, they're not bad kids. They've just gone from tough places and we need to come alongside them. So it's really been and now we're also into orphan prevention. We're into strong families. And we have a thing now where we've helped start the foster care program in all of Mexico. Mexico didn't have a foster care program, and we're helping develop that for the entire country of Mexico. So it's gone from just we're going to one orphanage in a little place in Mexico to now worldwide, which is pretty exciting.
That's incredible. So how did what Back to Back did get involved with OCR and kind of create the arm of OCR Gives Back?
Yeah, like I said, I heard about this crazy race coming to Ohio, and Wendell Deo took me out on his little SC or whatever, the mule or whatever, the little ATV vehicle. And I started seeing Pinnacle Hill, and I saw the sternum checker. I'll bring Hubie, and Hubie Cushman knows, they all remember those terrible things. Some of the early guys, Jeff Kane, who was there from the beginning, David Bryan, who was there. So I toured the course, and I'm like, this is kind of cool. And Wendell said, hey, if you want to bring a table, set up a table and tell people what you're doing with Back to Back. So I don't think I had the word OCR Gives Back at that point. And that very first time I met Corinna Coffin, and I met Ryan, and I met John Albin, and I met Earl Granville. I met Rachel Ann. I met these amazing people. I saw Amelia Boone and Jung Young Pack and all of these amazing Chris Chapman was a great athlete at that point. I don't know if he does OCR anymore. And all these guys, including the top in the world, didn't have bad attitudes. Like they stayed around afterwards. And back in that day, we used to do tug of war and there was like crazy fits of strength things. And people were playing cornhole. And I'm like, a lot of other places, if you're the star athlete, you go to your trailer or you go off on your own. And I just saw some really neat interaction. And then of course I met Adrian, Adrian and David Bryant and Jeff Kane, the three of them believed in what I was doing from the start. I remember walking out with David Bryant from Legend Born, and he just said, hey, whatever you need, I'm in. He's become the single largest individual donor to OCR Gives Back over the years. And Adrian basically said, once he found out what I was all about and that I cared for all of our athletes, no matter what they stood mm-hmm. for, or what they believed in, they wanted to help kids. Then Adrian said, by the next year, you can have whatever you want. And that's since then, whether it be Toronto, which I drove to, or London, which I flew to, Vermont and California, Adrian has made sure, and you and Sandra and others have made sure we have the best table and the best location, whatever you want, and just tell people how they can help kids. So it's really been, it's been beautiful. So great support. And here's the most important thing, I guess. Healthy play is key to child development and healing from trauma. Mm-hmm. And so it's more than just let's go do some fun things with kids. Obstacle course racing helps kids heal from trauma. It's scientific proof. So we're doing things that are fun, and we're helping them heal from trauma. And as our athletes know, being healthy, eating healthy, exercising helps you better with your mental mm-hmm. health, things like that. But I'm actually talking about orphan children that have been traumatized help get healed from trauma because of healthy play.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I think OCR heals adults from trauma too. And I think that's why so many of us love it. There's a repeated story from people as to kind of why they got into it. And very often there's we connect because of that. I think there is that kind of connection between people. So it does make perfect sense. But I love that you
Thanks.
can take that to kids and kind of bring that play in, because it's one of the most fundamental parts of childhood is play. And when there's
Yeah.
trauma and there's difficult situations, it just gets lost. And without it, how can someone be a child and develop into a healthy adult without play?
Yeah, and it's been beautiful. I put a video up a while back of Brian and Stuart. We've just had some great some of our Finish Line guys and DJ the guys that welcome everybody talking about why they love OCR Gives Back. And it was such a heartfelt, and they talked about the fact that it's when they see their shirts, it's not just on the gold medalist, which it is. In Europe, we had Karen who won her first ever gold medal, and then she donated it back to OCR Gives Back, and we raised over I think $1,000 with her gold medal being auctioned off. That kind of thing to journeymen who love what we do too, and old and young. So we got Hubie and Heidi and others that are just legends. I mean, legends of the of at all ages that believe in what we do. So that's been beautiful, and it helped when we had Lindsay. I mean, Lindsay's arguably the great. There's been some amazing women. She's as good of a woman. Some people call her the goat. We certainly call Ryan Lindsay the first couple of OCR. When we got Lindsay to go on a trip to India, and then the quote that's on the card that all the athletes get at the World Championship, it says, "I thought this was going to I was going to change the kids' lives, but they ended up changing my life, and I invite the whole OCR community to go." When you have the greatest of all time saying, "This is legit, OCR Gives Back is legit, Back-to-Back Ministries is legit," it just helped with everybody else. Then you get Jeff and Eric and so many others, Daniel and these guys that go down every year. Matthew, if I start mentioning names, I miss people. But and then you get the young guys. You get Tyler Veerman, who's won a world championship with the Monterey, or you get to Rylan. Rylan who's won a gold medal, who and went with Kira to Nigeria. It helps when you get elite athletes going. But we also have, like I said, the most normal people that just are excited to run on the weekend that have caught vision and say, "I'm going to sponsor a kid," or "I'm going to go on a trip." And everybody can do something, right? If you can't sponsor a kid, you can go on a trip. If you can't go on a trip, you can give to the care fund. If you can't give the care fund, you can post something, you can advocate, or you could. So everybody can do something. And it's one, I believe in the adage, one life at a time, right? And that's what I've seen. And we've now seen, that's the beautiful thing, as long as I've worked with it, we've seen kids get married and go to college and get jobs and start families. I'll tell you this really a couple of neat stories. When we were down in Mexico, I had a girl that I met 25 years ago at a children's home, and she heard we were going to be there with OCR Gives Back, and she came with her husband and her three kids back to the to the to our to where we stay in Monterey to be able to see me and to see the team. Which was just absolutely that's care for today, hope for tomorrow. A little girl who was raised in an orphanage is now coming back with a healthy marriage and three healthy kids and wanting to say thank you. And then we've got Eric Lau, who's been sponsoring a kid for a long time. He was in a children's home when Eric started sponsoring him, and we were able to reunify him with his family. And we don't do that if it's not safe, but if it's safe, you want to get back to
Amazing,
family of origin
absolutely,
if we
yeah.
can. And so Eric's attitude shows how great he was. Instead of going, "Well, he's not quote unquote an orphan anymore," he said, "I'll support the whole family." So Eric is now helping support the family. And not only did he get to spend time, we went to a frisbee golf park just for fun, and all of the other athletes were out doing crazy frisbee golf and having fun. Eric was out with that child and the mom and dad and the family reunified, spending time together. It's beyond beautiful that sponsorship looks like a lot of things, but it really means I'm going to come alongside a child, or in this case, a family, and say, we're going to be here with you. We're going to be praying for you. We're going to be sending you letters. We're going to be sending you funds, and we're here for you, and we believe in you." So really, really been beautiful.
That's lovely. That's really nice. I definitely
Yeah.
want to hear some more stories, because I know you told me some in the past, and I think it would be great for other people to hear them, because you have some incredible stories of children that you've helped. But I do want to say as well, you've obviously been with OCRWC since the start. You're one of the few people that's been to every single event, and you'll be with us again this year. And You say, oh, you make sure we get a good table and we do this. But I have to say, you are part of the heart and soul of the event. And, there was last year when Spartan acquired the brand, everyone was a bit concerned about things that could change. And, we spoke and we were like, there are some key things that make this event what it is. And you are one of them. You come, you help without fail. In fact, actually, you help too much because you help to the point where you're not eating lunch and you're not looking after yourself, and I tell you off. But you again, you give back as much as, well, more than we can give you, and it's so appreciated because you can see why that you are able to rally the support that you do, because there's such genuine heart behind everything that you do, and I appreciate that.
That means a lot. I love you guys. I mean, you know full well, you and Rachel Ann and Sandra and that three of my favorite ladies on the planet. And it just you bring up a really important point. I did not know, because I had never met Joe and Todd and all these other guys. I never met any of the Spartan guys. So when that happened, I'm like, ooh, I love Adrian. I love the OCR World Championship family. I like the green and the whole, I like all of our people. And by the way, Lindsay's a great Spartan athlete. So it's not like I've been dealing with Spartan athletes my entire time. Jeff Kane's, I think his slogan is still on my way to Sparta. So it was not an anti-Spartan thing. It was like, ooh, is this
Just
going to completely
change,
change?
wasn't
And
it?
so
The fear of
that's
change.
why I showed up. That's why I showed up early, came in on that Sunday. And by the way, it was snowing. The entire grounds were covered with snow. I'm like, oh, we could be in real trouble.
You sent me
And
the
then
pictures.
I met the build crew.
Yeah.
I hung out on day two. It was 30-some degrees, and they had me filling up water bags with a fire hose. And but I started meeting the build crew, meeting the lady that does the food, who, by the way, is a
Oh my
rock
gosh, she's
star,
amazing.
the kind of incredible. And I started going, these people are great too. And then I saw the way they did the merch, and I saw the way, and I'm like, they don't want to destroy the OCR World Championship brand. They want to come alongside it. And Adrian had done such an amazing job. But if you want to make it sustainable, this is a move that had to be made. And it didn't change a thing. That was the beautiful thing. When I started seeing Libby and so many of our wonderful, Nicole and Ryan, they all started coming in, and Dennis. I mean, Dennis McWhorter, who's amazing. Just once again, if I start mentioning names, I'm gonna miss people. But everybody started Tink McDaniel. My gosh, they all started showing up. I'm like, this is still our family. This the Spartan change is just allowing the family to grow and hopefully expose. So what I came away with going is, we got to get more people here. We got people realize that Spartan and OCR World Championship is just going to make it better. It's going to get more people involved, expose more people to what we're doing. And Mammoth is pretty cool. I mean, I've been to all of the venues. I will definitely not compare because they were all special in
Every
amazing
single
ways. I
one has
mean,
had its thing, haven't
yeah.
they?
I mean, who could ever top the mudslide in north of Toronto, where we have top athletes unintentionally sliding down the mountain on wreck bags and mud,
Was something, wasn't it?
Right. So, we have London, where one year they're complaining or because they're apologizing because
Too
it's too
hot.
warm and too nice. And that was the first year. And then the next year, I think I still have mud on my, ankle deep mud, and they're pulling people off the course for hypothermia. And so, yeah. So, but Mammoth is beautiful. Mammoth is a beautiful place, but most importantly, beautiful people. I was blown away by, and once again, the class of Adrian and Sandra coming to try to help hand off the baton and make sure the transition was smooth. And I just was blown away by the people. And of course, obviously making very smart moves of having both you gotta, if you're going to do it, Fran and Rachel Ann have to stay on. So you are such an important part. Your passion, your smile, your joy, we have to have that. So I was overjoyed that you guys are not only still part of it, but even a bigger part of what we're doing going forward. So pretty
I
cool.
think we are, and I think that's important for people to know. The Spartan, this isn't really a conversation I've ever had in public, but Spartan have been so supportive of the brand as it is, and recognizing that it is a great event, how it exists. And it's almost like, I think Adrian kind of used the word, like, we're plugging into a bigger machine that will just give us more support. And it's great. We've got so much freedom to try out different things. And it's, obviously we were all a bit like, what's gonna change? And then we realized, oh, it's just the background is different, but the picture is gonna be the same. I was gonna talk about this later, but maybe we should bring it forward a bit. talking about the event last year before we go on to talk about more stories of children that you've helped. Since the event, obviously you've managed to, you said before the event you'd not met Joe, you didn't know, etc. But you've had a bit of communication with them since then, and
Right.
It's been positive, I think.
Without a doubt, yeah, it's been short and sweet, but I've gotten at least two messages from him, and one said when we were talking about what we're going to talk about later, he's like, "Absolutely, we got to make this happen," and another was, "This is so cool," and then one of his top guys basically said, "Hey, let's raise a lot of money and help a lot of kids," which, you know, to hear from the big, you know, it's all about the individual, but I love hearing the fact that they're catching the vision of that the Spartan family, the Spartan machine worldwide can actually be used to help orphans and vulnerable children. So
I think it's important. And it's an important part of the brand. You know, there are things happening at many events to help different people and different communities, and especially kids, and especially Spartan wanting to get people moving and get people fit and understanding the impact of health and fitness and the sport on those who need it. So it's and I love that you've had that communication and the support from behind the scenes as well. That's gone very well. But
it's exciting. It's just I love the Spartan athletes. I love the OCR World Championship athletes. A lot of the Tough Mudders. So I just like the OCR family. So to see us have the chance to now expand that. I mean, what we're doing in Atlanta, we've got a guy named Matthew O'Quinn, who he and his wife went to Mexico with us, and he is so excited. He made his own. I gave him the right, make sure he had the right thing, but he made a banner. He made a tablecloth.
Lovely.
He's going to be there taking donations and he's printed all these pictures about his trip. So one of the ways we do this is by getting other athletes excited. Eric's going to do something in New England. Daniel, when he does his sewing, always donates a portion of those proceeds to OCR as he gives back. And we've got that, the Facebook page and the website, you know, the backtoback.org/OCR, where athletes create their own athlete pages. And then we do a fun thing, which you guys have been really nice with the last couple of years, where we actually have podium. Started in Vermont, and it's carried over into California, where they get to stand on the gold, silver, and bronze podium. We make medals for them. They get a swag, and they get pictures on the same world championship podium as everybody else. Last year, I think the gold was Daniel, the silver was Lindsay Webster, and then the bronze was Tank McDaniel. And this year, it's a few others that are in it. So it's just a fun way of taking the OCR World Championship, the Spartan brand, and saying, let's have fun with it. Let's win, but let's win. Like I said, I talked about before, race for more than yourself, right? Medal Monday is great, but let's do Medal Monday and say, hey, I race this weekend. And I also, in the same time, decided I'm going to donate my prize money to kids, or I'm going to sponsor a kid, or man, I'm really excited because I'm going on a trip this summer or this winter. We go to Monterey every January. Usually, like I said, Jaleesa and her mom and Yaris and others are going to Mexico this summer. We did with Rylan and Kira, went to Nigeria. And so we can plan a trip anytime. That's if I get enough, you're going someday.
Oh, no, I've just got to get the money together. And I am desperate to go on a trip to Nigeria. Absolutely. Yeah. I would love to be there with you. We spoke about it a few years ago and then life went topsy-turvy and it wasn't possible, but it's on my list of things that is absolutely going to happen.
Yeah.
And the day it does, I know it will be such a big deal, and I will, it will mean so much.
It's life changing. The beautiful thing is it's a perspective shift. You're going to go and help kids for sure, but it will also help you appreciate that much more what you have. When I travel internationally, especially to the poor areas that we're going to, you realize how blessed you are, whether you live in England or the United States or wherever it is that you live. How blessed you are, and so it's a perspective shift. Plus, it's wonderful. It's wonderful just to go serve them. And anytime you're doing something for somebody other than yourself, it's life giving in that regard. So, and the kids love it. If people have not been to our Facebook page, the OCR Gives Back Facebook page, or the website, we have pictures of 100 kids running towards this huge rock. And so if you look quite carefully, there are girls in dresses, there are kids in flip flops, there are kids that are barefoot. It's just nuts. And they're just racing like crazy. And they'd never, they'd never heard of OCR before we went there. So pretty incredible.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm still excited. I'll talk to Joe and crew next about we need to do our Nigerian Spartan. Nigeria is the most populated country in all of Africa. So
I mean, sign me up for that. I'll be there.
We need to do a full on Nigeria Spartan race. So
that would be cool. I'm not sure if I could run in the heat, but I'll absolutely be there supporting.
Nice.
So let's talk a bit about some of the, anything you can share. I know there are some things you won't be able to, but stories of, I don't know, things that really stick in your mind of special moments or work that you've done or that other people have done that have kind of brought all this to life for you.
Yeah. Oh man. I mean, like you said, there are so many, and we have a thing at Back to Back that we say we're relentlessly hopeful. So I
love that. It's like aggressively hopeful.
Yeah. Part of it, if you remember the Sally Struthers thing, right? The commercial where she has the, maybe it's just an American thing, but trying to raise money for like an SCPA or whatever. And they show these like bedraggled dogs and people are crying or you see, we're not going to tell like the really sad, crazy stories to try to tug at people's heart. You know, it's just, we tell the truth there but we also are not going to, I have pictures of kids, you know, that are in really, really rough situations that we've helped pull them out of. We're not going to share those pictures out of respect for the kids. You know, you could do that to get a cheap, I don't want to say, but you might, whatever.
Shock
we just
value.
Choose not
You're
to
not
do that.
You're not going to use the shock value.
We want, but there are so many stories. Like I tell you about a guy that I can talk about. I met a little guy named Rodolfo 25 years ago at a children's home. And he was 14, and we did not have a HOPE program yet. And so the kids at the orphanage, he's a great kid, but they were watching the younger kids. They were doing a lot of cleanup. They didn't have refrigerators at that point, so people would drop off fruit. It'd be rotting. There'd be maggots in it, and they'd be cutting out the maggots out of the fruit and saving the good pieces. Some night, somebody might drop off a wedding cake, and that was like a dinner. So it was just not a great. Now we went in, and for one of the first things we did, buy a refrigerator, start getting better food. But even when we did that, Rodolfo and others were not doing as well in school. So we decided let's have them over to our missionary's house and have them start doing pizza and cookies and working on homework. And we started watching the grades improve. So as a result of that, we started the HOPE program. We said, let's move these kids out of the children's home. We're going to buy a house, put a house parent there, and let's let them live in family style living. Well, Rodolfo and his buddies moved in with Juan and Rosa Porto, who are today, 25 years later, the directors for all of Monterey, Mexico. And next thing you know, he's going to high school. And I was blessed to be there when he was going to high school. Very nervous. I was down there when he was going on his first day of high school. I got to take him with our executive director, Todd Guggenberger, and to watch him go into high school. Well, a couple of years later, he graduates from high school, and he's nervous. And a buddy of mine here from Ohio got him his first laptop. Next thing you know, he's graduating from college. And then a few trips later, I see there's this girl named Becca, and she's from the United States, and they kind of like each other. And so me and my buddy, we're slipping him some $50 here to take her on a date. Watching that relationship develop, and then a few years later, he calls me and wants me to come to his wedding, and so I got to go to his wedding, and one of the most emotional moments of my life, because the beautiful thing is his mom came to the wedding, and she at the rehearsal dinner through tears, myself and Matt Cooper and a bunch of us guys that really had loved and watched Rodo grow up spoke into his life. And then his mom was watching and listening to that, and she's weeping. And she said, when I dropped him off at the children's home, it was one of the worst days of my life. But now I see that I made the right decision. And they've been reunified. And so we got to watch him get married to this amazing woman. Now they have two kids. They're now on staff with Back to Back Ministries.
I love that.
So you want to talk full circle. This is a young man who was at an orphanage, has a high school degree, a college degree, a wife and kids, and is now serving the orphan and vulnerable child. That is care for today and hope for tomorrow. And we've seen that replicated over and over again. It's beautiful. Some of you guys know in India, a lot of the girls there can't get as good of an education as you would think. And if you're in a certain caste, you know, a lot of times you're not worthy of doing anything but, you know, cleaning up trash or animal, whatever remain. And we've got girls that are now one girl wants to be a doctor. We've got girls that are getting high school and college educations, and it's just stunning to watch that transformation from no hope to massive hope. And even from an athletic standpoint, my first time in India, I was going over to do soccer and I was going to train the boys and the girls. And after 3 days, I'd only seen boys. And I said, what about the girls? And they said, well, it's too hot. The girls can really, they can do bounce ball or badminton. I said, well, I came over here to train them in soccer. I said, and I don't want to be offensive, but if you're not gonna let me train the girls soccer, I'll go play. We're going to skip training today. We'll go hang out at recess with them. So they decided to let the girls come out. Well, these girls come marching out, about 200 of them, knee socks, white dresses, and little white KEDS shoes. And they proceed over the next 2 hours to knock the living daylights out of each other. And I literally am watching caregivers, especially the men, jaws dropping, stunned that these girls had such athletic ability, but just such tenacity. I mean, they're literally more aggressive than some of the boys. And it helped change in their mind. We believe all the time about girl power, right? I mean, and you know, especially in the OCR, if you're talking, I mean, most of the top female athletes blow away almost every other male athlete. And a lot, like there was a, I think a year, I think Amelia finished number two overall at World's Toughest Mudder. We've had some stuff. Chris Rogalski, who loves OCR, gets back as well. I mean, they're doing things that most men on the planet would love to be able to do. So I've got a granddaughter as well, but who loves OCR, by the way. And she loves Rachel and her buddies, but I want girls around the world to know that they can do anything. Yeah. That they're empowered. They're known. They're loved. They're honored. I will respect a woman. I will still be polite. And, you know, and some people don't like holding doors. I still hold doors for women. But it's not because I think they're weaker. It's because I think they're amazingly strong and deserve that honor. So it's just been beautiful to watch the attitude of what people think about girls and women change. That's what it's all about. And then you get to have somebody like Lindsay and Kira and others that go and they say, man, these girls are great athletes, but they're also really nice. And
it
so
it must be so powerful for children to see women like Lindsay, et cetera, and see, I mean, because Lindsay, she's a gorgeous human inside and out. And the picture, you've shared a picture where she's on one of these trips and she just looks so full of, I mean, she's radiating. But she's so strong as well. She's so strong and capable. Yeah. And it must be really inspiring for these young girls to see you can be all of that. You can be so feminine and soft in personality, but so strong and achieve so much as well. You can be these things. And there's power there available to you if you're allowed to harness it and you're given the chance. So that's something I certainly appreciate massively.
Yeah. It's what it's all about. I mean, Kira just showed that. I don't know if you know Kira Davis, but she went with Rylan to Nigeria. The girl goes out and runs 100 miles just for fun. She ran back and forth in the Grand Canyon. And these guys were blown away at what she could do. And so I love that. When I was up in Vermont, my family came up and my little granddaughter came up and she was up on one of the rigs. And she was 10 feet up off the ground. She's like 3 years old or whatever. And she's hanging on there. And next thing you know, she drops. And my heart, I'm like, oh my gosh. And she hit, fortunately, there was some hay. She dropped in the hay and she looked at me and goes, I want to do it again. And then she saw Rachel Ann the next morning and Rachel Ann said, how are you doing? And she goes, I want to climb mountains and ring bells. And so
I love that.
To see my little granddaughter already understands how cool it is to climb mountains and ring bells. And I want that for all of our girls worldwide, as well as the guys to understand and conquer the challenges. Oh, we had Earl Granville go with us to Mexico. Some of you guys know him as one of our veterans who lost his leg and has just been an amazing advocate. He raced the course in Ohio, but he went to Mexico and he's climbing a mountain with the guys with his prosthetic leg and or whatever the blade. And he gave his testimony and just these kids are listening. And he was able to say, I know what hard times are. And when things go rough, here's how you respond to it. So it's beautiful. We have so many different types of athletes and different types of people that are going, hey, you can do it. You know, it's really, really remarkable. So,
yeah, it is. I mean, and to go back to what you were saying earlier, the story that you told me about Rodolfo, firstly, to be able to see a child through from being very young, through their education, through to a college education, to be able to help them to that point is remarkable and indicates the longevity and integrity of what you're doing. But then to have that child as an adult return to then give back again and be part of it speaks again of what is it that you are actually doing. And kind of that in itself is the biggest testimony you could have. It's wonderful.
It's what it's all about, and you'll love this one. I took one of my first groups, and it was Chris Chapman and Jeff Kane, and we took a guy that had used to weigh 300 pounds and was trying to qualify for the Boston Marathon. Had never qualified for Boston. And was all worried about what we ate on the trips, and it might hurt his training regimen. And he ended up coming on a trip, having an amazing time, and then, by the way, qualified for Boston. So I jokingly say, come on a trip with us and you qualify for Boston. That's a joke, but it worked. It worked for him. Now he's a headmaster of a school. It was amazing. But on that trip, we had a young man named Kike, who was an elite athlete now, and he had medals, and no one really understand how cool it was. Our guys walked in his room and started oohing and aahing over his medals, and it was like you saw him just light up. It was the first time that someone had understood how cool medals were. Well, Kike pulled out his phone and he found a picture of me holding him as a baby at an orphanage that he still had and still remembered, and showed it to the guys. Fast forward a couple of years later, he represented Mexico at the Triathlon World Championships.
Wow.
So this young man, who was part of our Osega-Back trip, we do nightly fitness challenges of the Hope program, and we do stuff, and we bring medals, and we've given out Lindsay and other people's shoes and racing Legend Born race shirts and tons of stuff. Adrian always gives us all the old, not old, the brand new finisher shirts, and so we do all that. Well, Kike was doing that. Well, then he's out training on his bicycle and swimming, and next thing you know, he's representing his country as a triathlete. So it's not always athletes. I'm okay for kids that they're going to be a nurse, or they're going to work at a factory, or they're going to be a chef or whatever it is. But that was a cool story of a young man who I held as a baby, and now he's a world-class athlete. And I was able to introduce him to the OCR family and go, hey, these guys get it. They're all excited
They'll
on
support
Monday
you.
about like Eric Lau gets all these trifecta medals, and he's get his I got that big monster. Now, he was the one, if people don't know about Eric, Eric's the one whose van burned down, van burned up at a Spartan event. Maybe it was at Killington, and his van caught on fire, and he barely escaped. And that whole weekend, the whole Spartan family replenished all of his outfits. And so if you ever heard about the guy whose van burned on fire, it was Eric. And Eric is a massive advocate for what we do. And he posts medal stuff all the time. So you can do that. Still do your medal Monday, still earn whatever big monster medals you want, get all your trifecta stuff, but let's help kids, right? I mean, that is, in the end, of what this is all about, is you can do both. So come to the World Championships this fall, come to all of them, but come to these events and say, I'm going to race for more than myself. And then also come and find out what this family's all about. I mean, that's why, I mean, I can, I, you know, I mean, I truly love you. I love Rachel Ann. I love you. You guys are a family, right? I mean, we over the last we've become family. So it's really beautiful. So, I mean, you saw what happened with Libby this past year with, the professional
Oh my
event, and
gosh, yeah.
Nicole and Lindsay decided to have her come and race in their threesome and went there, by the way, wearing our Osega-Back shirts. But just to see, there's a picture that I love of the two of the greatest female athletes of all time holding up this little girl who aspires to be like them, not just aspires to be the athlete that they are, but aspires to be the person, the women that they are. You have Ida and Leon, massive advocates for what we do. I can say, try to be the athlete there, but I can also say they're better people. They're really great athletes, because long after the medals go away and long after you can't compete anymore, it's the kind of person that you are that stands. That's why if you watch what Ryan and Lindsay are doing with, whether it's their dogs or their houses or all the different things, they're really good people. And you're like, when they're done racing, they're going to be just fine. They love each other. They have a strong marriage. So I just love that about being, let's meet people that are just really cool people. Daniel and Lisa, I mean, they're great people that have great hearts. So
It's true.
QB Cushman,
We're so lucky
QB's
with
been a
the
massive
people that
supporter.
are in the event and in the sport in general. I do feel like we're extra specially lucky at OCRWC, and I don't know whether it's you being involved, Adrian, Rachel Ann, it's kind of the idea of athletes first, and by that it just means people first, that has created this community and feeling of authenticity and just being good people. And I love that you say that, because yes, these athletes are fantastic athletes. We can only dream of what they do. But they are also such good people, and it's never an act. It's never an act. You can tell when people are good people, and they are. It's so lovely to see.
It's not an accident. I mean, if I didn't say it before, I mentioned his name, but Adrian needs massive credit. Adrian has OCR World Championships does not exist without him and his sacrifice, his wife, his amazing son, his attitude, and that he believed in me. He believed in back-to-back ministries. He believed in OCR is back. He believed in you. He believed. I mean,
He's
so
taken chances on a lot of people, and he's very
thank
good
you.
at it.
None of this. I just want to make, if I haven't made it very clear, none of this happens without Adrian. And he's also, I mean, he would hate for me to say it, but he's helped personally. He's donated pretty substantially to OCR Gives Back over the years. So taken out of his own pocket to try to make a difference for kids. But most importantly, it's just the belief and the fact, hey, see, what do you need? Tell me what you need. And that's the beauty. I'm excited that Adrian was passing off the torch or the baton, but I'm also feeling that same thing from the crew, the people that came with Adrian last year, the build crew, and then Joe and Todd and all these. I'm getting great support from them as well. So, but yeah, the foundation is certainly Adrian and Jeff Kane and Lindsay and all those guys that, and David Bryan, guys that believed from the beginning. And then of course Sandra, who just loves what we do, and you and Rachel Ann, who help make it all go. So we're a beautiful team. We really are. So.
I can never sing Adrian's praises enough, and he hates hearing it. He gets so shy. He's so humble.
That's the fun with his birthday every year,
I
right? I mean,
know.
you
He
get to
hates
completely
it.
embarrass him, and
Yeah, so anyone listening, when we wish Adrian a happy birthday, jump on it, because it's our only chance we get to say you're amazing, and he hates it, but
yes,
it's in a
whatever pictures you can post and all that great stuff, but he cares, he truly cares, which is great. So
So how is it that people can get involved with you, like from the very first steps to kind of the biggest way they can get involved? What do they do, and what are their options?
Thank you. That's a wonderful question. The way we're going to touch the most lives is to get people involved. Join the Facebook page, get on a backtoback.org/OCR, which is on every post that I do. It's also on the bottom of the shirt and things like that.
Love your shirt.
But you all will have a new one for you coming up this fall. But create an athlete page. Give to one of the athletes, give in general. That's the way. How could I knew I was going to forget Mario Johnson. If you don't know Mario, an elite athlete, oh my gracious, he comes to almost all the world championships. He loves what we do. He is a regular donor. He's podium before. I love him. But he gives on a regular basis, whether it's $100 a month or whatever it is, he's on a regular basis saying, I'm going to commit some of what I make to help kids. So that's one way. Go on a trip, join us in January. I think the summer trip is full, but plan a trip. Tell us you want to go to India. If I haven't said already, we're in India, Nigeria, Haiti, Dominican Republic, five locations in Mexico. We're in inner city Cincinnati. We're working in Ukraine and Bosnia and a variety of other places. We don't have trips to those places, but our trauma-free world's doing stuff there. So get involved in a trip, or say, I'll sponsor a kid. I'm going to come alongside at $100 a month, and I'm going to change the life of a child. I get to write them 3 times a year. They'll write me back, develop the relationship that I told you about with Eric and others that have done that tank, and it just it is a life-changing experience to do that. So those are the three biggest things would be give to the care fund, go on a trip, sponsor a child, advocate, wear the shirt, post pictures, hashtag OCR gives back. And when people say, well, that's kind of cool, say, well, it's more than just cool. We're changing lives. We're giving care for today, hope for tomorrow. We're helping put kids through high school and college or trade school. That's the other neat thing in Nigeria. We're not just opening a high school, we're opening a trade school. So if you can't go to college, you would love that. When you go to Nigeria, And you should see Rylan and Kira in my outfits. We have handmade outfits, but we go to a widow ministry, and we give them a foot pedal, or they give them a foot pedal sewing machine, and they learn how to sew. They learn how to do a bunch of stuff, and eventually they get to take that with them, and then that's how they sustain themselves. I have quilts all over my house. Mm-hmm. All of my kids, I have three boys and two daughters-in-law, and they all have quilts at their homes. And
that's how I'm getting involved. I love sewing.
Yeah, so it's a beautiful way of saying, let's empower these women, and every time I'm there, we go to both widow ministries and we buy all sorts of stuff just to support what they're doing. Like when we go in, I'm going to be there in May. It's not an OCR trip, but it's going to be soccer and art. We're going to do some stuff, and we're going to be buying the shirts in Nigeria to support their local economy. And I just had a friend of mine in Cincinnati who said, I want to do that, so he made the donation, and he's going to get shirts for all of our staff and kids. And I'm bringing an inner city artist that we're going to do graphic art on the back of it. So just let's empower these kids through sport, through art, through music, through literature, through reading. So yeah, the long-winded answer to say, well, go join the Facebook page, get on the backtoback.org/OCR and help a kid, sponsor a child, go on a trip, give it the care fund. Mm. That's huge. Spread the word. So find me an athlete on Antarctica so I can say all seven. There's got to be a scientist down there that would like to wear one of our shirts or something.
Maybe just stick one in an envelope and write Antarctic and see if it gets up.
Yeah. Yeah. You know full well there is an athlete. It is amazing. I will tell you this. How I was at some random, I don't even know where I was, some random thing, and somebody's wearing a Spartan shirt. So somebody's wearing it. So that's a fun thing too. With the thing that's coming up, the one in Ohio in June, mm-hmm. the Perfect North, I'm going to have a table there. We have a back-to-back Cincinnati team and a U.S. office staff team that's going to be wearing OCR Gives Back shirts and racing the course. So nice. We've actually got some of the people in our own U.S. office that want to get in better shape by becoming, and most of them have never been Spartans before. Mm-hmm. So they're joining the Spartan family at Perfect North in Ohio here in June. So
I love that. I love that. I'm pleased that OCRWC joining Spartan has opened up doors for other people as well, and is making a positive impact elsewhere. And you know, I have tons of faith in your ability to spread the word and do good things and raise money. But I'm also glad that there's been a little bit of an inside link there that has helped things. And on that note, let's talk about the big news. I'm going to let you say.
Yeah, it's exciting. And can I do one more thing before mm-hmm. we'll tease that again? I do need help. We've raised a lot of money over the years. We've done a lot of great things, but I continue to need help. And so one of the things that I want to say thank you to Spartan for, and this is kind of an announcement that relates to what we're talking about later. They have basically, I just did all the vendor thing. They've given me permission to be at any Spartan event worldwide. Wow. So that I now have the vendor thing. We get the parking pass, you get the table. So I've been told now I can't make it all. So here's what I need to do. I need to deputize Spartans worldwide, OCR World Championship Family worldwide. What I did with Matthew O'Quinn is I sent him the PDF, and he made his own table thing, and he made his own banner. He's got mugs with. I will give you this. We have a guy in China that wants to turn these into Chinese. Go for it. I'll give you the thing. I need to deputize people to go, but we have permission. If we had enough people wanted to do it, we could have an OCR Gives Back table at every Spartan event worldwide. Wow. So that is a possibility. Now I can't, you know, I can't, I'm going to be at every OCR World Championship until I can't anymore, until they don't want me, which hopefully will never be the case. But I'm always going to be at the OCR World Championship one, but I'm excited that we can now deputize Matthew O'Quinn and Eric Lau and everybody else to, if you got a big Spartan event or something you want to do, call me, email me, and we'll get you the stuff and you go do that. So that before we tease the really exciting news for the world championships, I would like to deputize athletes around the world to, we have permission from Spartan to be at every Spartan event that they hold worldwide. So
I love
pretty,
that.
Pretty exciting.
I love that. Yeah. It's such a, it's for me, it's such a good example of actually they are doing good stuff and they're trying to do good stuff. And, you know, sometimes we see people kind of, I understand there's fear in the community of what's happening to the sport, and brands are changing and things are changing, and everybody kind of, I get it. I've been in that position. I've been scared. And everyone kind of goes to, this is terrible. Things need to change. People are doing things for the worse. And when you know the stories inside, but you can't share them, you know, you can't share this stuff publicly. It's not yours to do. It's nice to be able to hear these things. Actually, no, there is good stuff happening. People are humans trying to do good things, working however they can and still trying to have a company that survives and works and serves people. And I think that's just a really beautiful example of, you know, people are trying very hard to give back as much as they can as well. And it's not just a big machine doing mean things.
No, I would agree. I went hoping I could say that, but I'm an honest enough guy that if I had gone to California, had a bad experience, I would have had to come back and say, guys, it's been a great 10-year run, but it's over. I can't trust, and that's why I showed up early and wanted to meet the build crew. And I was so excited to, and then I started meeting some executives going, they're not the big bad bullies that they're often portrayed as. They're actually people that want to see this work. And so I'm an honest enough guy that I would have come back and do, you guys, I love it. It's been a great run. I'm out and tap out and say, hey, let's celebrate what we did. But I'm excited, especially that's a nice segue into what we're about to talk about. Just blown away. Do you want me to just go with it?
Absolutely.
It's been fun. I've always supported the charity race, even though it's never been OCR Gives Back. Never. It's been funny because a lot of people at the finish line kind of think, we've always been a very supported charity, so that's never been a, but there is a race on Sunday that for the last 9 years has been a local charity, which I absolutely love. And in honor of the 10 years and in honor of the 10 years of OCR Gives Back, Spartan and OCR World Champions made the decision that OCR Gives Back is going to be the title of the you could probably say better what it is. All I know is the race on Sunday is going to have us as the beneficiary. So orphans and vulnerable children through OCR Gives Back are going to be helped by the race on Sunday. So it's going to be on the medal, it's going to be on the lanyard, it's going to be on the somewhere on different shirts and on all the, it's wonderful way to be able to, number one, well, most importantly, help kids, but number two, celebrate a 10-year relationship which survived COVID, because it's really more than 10 years, because we didn't stop during the COVID year. We didn't have OCR World Championships, so OCR Gives Back continued. And to be able to celebrate with you guys and be on the medal and be able to say that race on Sunday when you do that charity wave, no, you're getting a cool medal, but it's going to say a little somewhere on there, OCR Gives, along with all the mammoth and all the other cool stuff, it'll say OCR Gives Back and have the back-to-back logo. And so really grateful and excited to make that announcement. So you can, and you're going to do it in a much better way of putting it out there on social media and all that stuff, but it's pretty exciting.
Yeah,
So,
I've been
and by the way, I've been
so
really
ex
good like you. I've not told anybody.
no.
I've not told anybody.
No, I've kept this under my hat. This has been just spoken about with the team at Spartan to kind of confirm it, talk to the design team to start getting things on logos and writing up press releases, but this has not been shared with anyone. So it is, you know, this is the official announcement that OCR Gives Back is the charity partner for OCRWC 2024, the 10th edition. And I'm thrilled, you know, when you sent me that email that you'd been speaking to the guys, and I was like, is this for real? Like, get me looped in. I want this to happen. And I love it because, I mean, a couple of weeks after OCRWC last year, I was at World's Toughest Mudder and I was wearing one of your shirts. I love your shirts. I wear them everywhere. And someone stopped me and they just pointed to my shirt. It's like, oh, I was at the event in Mammoth a couple of weeks ago. And I was like, wow, people are really making the connection between OCR Gives Back and OCRWC. You know, they're seeing us as partners already. It's astounding that this hasn't happened yet, but I think it's such a wonderful celebration for the 10th edition to kind of go global and to give back. I mean, you've given us so much and that we can give something back to you. So it means, yeah, it will be. Oh, there's just so many benefits that, you know, we don't need to talk about here, but it's just wonderful to have the names aligned in this way and to finally have you on our lanyards and on our shirts and on our bibs, and everybody who enters the charity wave knows that that is a way that they can help vulnerable children worldwide and give something back as well. And I think it's wonderful. I'm so excited and happy about it. Like, it's been so hard keeping quiet.
That's beautiful. And a neat thing is, if you know, last year, even though we were not the quote unquote, I mean, we've been able to brand with OCR World Championship and do all sorts of great stuff. But think about how many of those volunteers that helped get all those bags together. Almost everybody there was an OCR Gives Back athlete, right? It was just so cool to have Tink and Libby and others spending day. You know, we spent a whole, you know, from dawn to dark putting all that stuff together. So it was neat that we had so many OCR Gives Back athletes already, and so many people love to volunteer, and I'm sure are going to come out of the woodwork, because that's one of the neat things with this is that this is getting volunteers to continue. Because as you well know, these events don't run without the journeymen and women, and they don't run without volunteers. And that thing, and that's the cool thing. I know that Lindsay and Ryan get that, and Rylan and Kira, all the Nicole, all the people you see up on the Leon, they understand there is no prize money, there is no race if you don't have the journeymen and if you don't have the age group people. So I don't want to ever come across. That's why my shirts are with everybody. It's not just, it's fun to see them all over the podiums, but I'm just as happy to see, we see, you know, we have a lady in Brazil that loves our show. You know, it just, I want it all over the place. So we do need lots of volunteers to come help and make this an exciting event. So wherever they're going to choose, all I know is those mountains, my goodness. I'm from Ohio, so we have some hills, but
Oh, there's
it is
mountains left,
glorious.
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And easy access. I'm not a Vegas guy, but I flew into Vegas and drove up, and it was an
Oh my gosh,
easy,
I had
there's a bunch of
so
Europe.
much fun traveling last year. I flew into
Yeah.
LAX, and this is totally by the by, but it was just so much fun. Flew into LAX, and we drove up to Mammoth and then got really tired, so stopped at like a motel on the side of the road in Bishop. Woke up jet lagged at
Yeah.
like 5 in the morning and went to a Walmart. So I just had so much fun. And I know people are busy and tired, but like I find so much joy in even just things like that. It's a long journey. Great. There's more for me to see. But one of the
Yeah,
conversations we
it's
had about
your stuff. Yeah, I agree. The conversations, the meals, the hanging out, the laughter. I mean, it. Yeah.
it's great.
Well, you bring the fun. I mean, we were like, she's got to get up here because the whole thing changes when that smile shows up. So that's what it's all about, though. Everybody's got such unique, and I think that's also what attracted, why Adrian was okay with me and OCR Gives Back, is that we want everybody. We take all whatever you believe or look like or act like or a good athlete, journeyman, whatever. Do you want to help orphans and vulnerable children? Then we got a place for you, right? I mean, if you don't believe that, ask Daniel, ask some of these other people who was wondering about, you know, what do you think about this? You know, it's back-to-back ministries. Is that going to be? No, we love you all. If you want to come serve with us. We'll change the world together. And when Adrian realized that it was not just going to be a narrow, we're only going to take these kind. No, everybody come serve. Every athlete from every country, every continent can make a difference. And that's why I'm still here. That's why, you know, 11 going on 11 years, I believe in the OCR world, the worldwide family. So beautiful.
I think that's an important point to make, because I think there's a question that some people would have about, being back-to-back ministries. But I mean, I can say full well, having known you for so many years, the focus is on people helping, and everybody is good and okay and valuable, and it's not, there's no ulterior message or anything like that. It's just, let's do what we can to help people in the world. And I love that. And it's as
Exactly.
simple as that.
Yeah, and it's been beautiful. And the neat thing is, you can ask anybody that's ever been on a trip. We are who we are. We are back-to-back ministries. We love that we do. But we also, when you come on a trip with us, we just go serve together. And you ask people who've been on a trip, it's been so much fun to see people with all sorts of different ideas and go, hey, let's come together and serve kids. And it's been great. And so we've done it, I think, 8 times in Monterey. We'll be in Linares this summer with the Ninja OCR World Championship group, and then we went to Nigeria, we went to India. So yeah, it's over a dozen trips now. Hundreds of It's probably now hundreds of athletes that have been able to go serve, and they'll tell you to a person that we were welcomed with open arms and grateful for just being willing to come serve. And like I said, it was so cool to go back to, if you didn't hear the story at the beginning, of Daniel and Lisa, who obviously have incredibly unique personalities. And the way Daniel dresses, and he loves us, he loves me. Daniel and I are brothers. We couldn't be any more different in a lot of ways. I'm a pretty conservative guy. he loves us.
Yeah.
He love we and I love him. And to have him and his fiance, you know, the beautifully colored hair, stand up in front of our Hope Program students and say, "We don't need wedding gifts. We're giving all of our wedding gifts are going to the Hope Program." That's what it's all about, right? That shows the unity of let's all come together and make a difference and help these kids. So it's wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, it absolutely is. It made me think of something when you were talking earlier as well, when you were saying about how many of the people that help at OCRWC are already from you guys. And one of the conversations we had when we were setting this up, someone said to me, well, you know, one of the reasons why we normally have a local charity is that they can help us with volunteers. Is he going to be able to do that? Is he going to be able to get people to volunteer because it's not local? And I kind of just laughed. I was like, think of every charity we've had. Steve
It's
will rally
not
the
a
troops
problem.
better than anyone.
Yeah, it's beautiful. All hands on deck. If you're not already heard the call is now. Let's sign up. Let's volunteer like crazy. And that's the beauty. You know, you Chris Wiglowski is such an awesome example of one of the best athletes. Got the smile, got the everything, but she's winning, and then she's a few minutes later volunteering in the merch area. Mm-hmm. Or she's passing out medals, and you know the amount of effort that Tink and so many others. Once again, I'm sure I'm missing names. On we have amazing people that just come and say, "I'm going to serve. Yeah. I want to." So that. And that helps to make the event happen. So come early, help put the bags together, weekend of, race your race, but then go, you know, go help with an obstacle or go help with whatever. And I'm sure the merch is going to be amazing again this year. I was really, because people are a little bit nervous. Are they going to change the color scheme? Are they going to get rid? It was still OCR World Championship. It just looked cool. And there was some Spartan stuff mixed in, but the merch was really cool. My family was happy because a lot of our Christmas gifts were merch from the merch area, and they thought it was really cool. So my whole family's outfitted in OCR World Championship gear.
Same. I always pick up something. Last year it was shorts because it was so hot. It was unexpectedly hot. I had a winter coat with me and hiking boots. I ended up having to buy shorts.
That's because I sent you the snow pictures, right?
I was expecting it to be frozzled, and then I had to get shorts. And I love them, by the way. So
yeah, snowing on Sunday. And by Friday and Saturday, it's 60, 70 degrees. You know, that's the beauty. You don't know what you're going to get. And then you go up to the top of the mountain, it's probably still cold. And then you have so that's the joy. Yeah, that's why. And shoot, I think we started that event at 10,000 feet, right?
It was pretty high.
So you always hear about the Mile High City. That area is 2 miles. So it's a mile above Denver. So really, you want to test your – it's gorgeous enough. That's the reason to get there. But you want to really test yourself, come out and race at 2 miles above – 2 miles above sea level. So
tests everything.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Amazing.
So
I'm so glad I finally managed to have you on. We've kind of been talking about this for a couple of years. Do you know, this has happened a few times with people where it's been people that I really wanted to have on the podcast and it's never come together. And then when it has, it's been the perfect moment. And it kind of feels like I've been saying for years, I want to get you on, but this is the perfect moment because this is so big. So I'm so happy. And I'm so happy to get the news out there and to start working together and sharing everything that you do and supporting you more than we have in the past and hoping to help as many people and vulnerable children as we can. So thank you very much.
I appreciate it. You're a big part of it. So
thank you.
Every time I get your pictures, it puts a smile on my face. So pictures and messages and even though you're on the other side, and we're what five time zones away, so it's beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm already counting down the. I mean, shoot, we're only about 6-7 months away from. Sorry, don't want to make you nervous, but yeah, we're 6 or 7 months away from this thing kicking off. So
it does make me a little nervous, but I'm so excited for this year. We've got, you know, there'll be more news coming out. You know, as we move on, there's more and more to come out. We're just kind of waiting to push the buttons, and it's going to be really good. We've you know, the team's working really hard, learnt lessons from last year about how we can do better, and I'm really excited about some of the things we're going to do this year. It's so much fun. I've got to say, from my perspective, which is not something I ever really get to say, working with the guys at Spartan, it's so much fun because I have so much support just to do cool stuff. And I go to them with an idea and they're like, go for it, that's great. I'm like, didn't
let's
expect
do it,
that. Okay. It's going to be a good event.
Well, and that's another great thing about OCR World, as well as what Spartan's doing. is let's take advice. Let's learn and do better. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love that. It's always been, if not, well, just the way we've always done it. It's if we can do something better, let's do it better. And if we can do something fun and creative, let's go for it. So I love that can do attitude. So
yeah,
it's awesome.
One obstacle course racer needs, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be amazing.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. You take care. And I will see you soon. Thank you.